Well, Pinkies, what a week it's been. Who opens with that? I'm not sure. This is the Faye Driver, however. This is going to be a seriously discombobulated stream of consciousness, no good sense talking podcast for you. Because I have a gazillion things to say, and I'm not going to remember everything. And there's going to be a bunch of cute boys walking around, talking on their phones, through their headsets, wearing their tight little jogging pants, and whatever those Lululemon hoodies. Anyway, so between the distractions of the boys and the man standing in the middle of the street and the downtown rush hour traffic, I will try to tell you what's been happening around the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. So today we're out driving the spy car, just in case you're interested. And I have lots of things to tell you about as pertains to the spy car. Oh, and we missed the yellow light. Today is my last day off of my vacation, if you can call it a vacation. There goes a Porsche Panamera, black. I've been on vacation for essentially 12 days, except I had to work one of those days. And all I've been doing is construction. You've heard me talk about the pool saga. Well, the pool saga was in full swing this week. So, basically, for my 12 days of vacation, about 10 of them, I've been working like a fucking construction monkey. I won't bore you with all the details, but I have dug ditches, I have wired electrical wiring panels, I have filled in ditches, I have raked and leveled and raked, and then leveled and raked again. I have moved a yard of sand and a yard of rock. Well, actually, Mr. Anderson moved all the rocks. I had a backhoe. I rented a backhoe, ladies and gentlemen. So I was driving around a backhoe in my backyard. That was actually kind of fun. And I've been lifting, like, I don't know how heavy these fucking cement pads are. 2 foot by 2 foot, 2 inch thick hunks of cement. Trying to replicate in my as best as possible the representation of a clock, the face of a clock. And we got, of course, everyone has an idea about what they think you should do for this project. No, you should do, I think we should build the squares first and then, anyway, so, you know, having to debate with people three times over about your master plan, I got it all worked out. Who's the one who's been reading the fucking directions for the last 3 weeks? And who's been doing research and Google searches and then, you know, okay, I want you to dig a hole here. Then you get, well, why do I have to dig the hole here? How come I can't dig the hole over there? You know, then you got to explain everything. People, just take direction. Do as you're told, for Christ's sake. So anyway, I've had fights with my husband and makeup sessions as well. So, that's, if you're wondering why you haven't heard from me for weeks, that's what I've been up to. I've been building a fucking pool, and it isn't fucking finished, and wait until I get started with the UPS man. The bane of my, that is my nemesis, the bane of my existence are the UPS people. I fucking hate UPS. Can I tell you how much I fucking hate the fucking UPS? All right. Now, I admit, we all have to take a certain amount of responsibility for being there when we want to collect our packages. But what is this cat and mouse game that we have to play with the UPS man? Like, they fucking just, they sneak up to your house. They don't have doors. They have those sliding doors on their van, so you don't hear them open the door. And then they tiptoe up to your house and they tap on the door. Hello, Mr. Driver, are you home? Of course, you're never going to hear the fuckers. And then they leave a notice and they fuck off. Oh, we'll come back to you and then sometime within the next 7 business days. Fucking fuckers. Oh. So I missed, in case you haven't figured this out, I missed the UPS man. And I was really waiting for these parts were really important because I had all this, you know, I had this really elegant master plan where, okay, day one, we're going to dig a hole with the backhoe. Day two, we're going to build a box. Day three, we're gonna fill the hole back in, yada, yada, yada. It's good. Tick, 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 tick. Of course, nothing goes according to plan. And it's not like I didn't know this. I mean, I knew. I thought. I'm sure we're going to have some setbacks, but my God, why does everything take so long? You think, you know, you're going to, or just going to pop over to the rental store and rent a backhoe, and I'll zip right on back and we'll get started on digging the hole, but it takes like an hour and a half at the backhoe store. Oh, please sign these documents here. Please sign here that you will not electrocute yourself, and please sign here that you are obeying all municipal rules and bylaws, yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, let's go have the 15-minute training session. This lever does this, and this lever does this, and then you pull on that lever, that does that. Okay, please sign here that you've learned all the rules and regulations of how to operate the machine. All right, now, just one more thing. And then you get the fucking, you drive the trailer home with the machine on the back, and then getting the thing unloaded, like, what, these trailers are made from, like, it's a modern-day Meccano set with no instructions, you know, like, how do you get the tailgate down? You gotta pull this lever, and remove this hook, and flip that lid, and, oh my God, like, these, you know, here I am. It's taking a little longer than I had hoped to get the fucking backhoe off the trailer. anyway, we got it in the end. And then, of course, Brenda Boo wants to have a chat. Oh, can you just talk with me this Tuesday about the, my feelings? Oh my God. Okay, Brenda, just a couple $100 a day to rent this backhoe, but I'll be right there. So, dug my holes, made some electrical conduit, and filled my holes back in. Anyway, so, got the pool. The pool is almost done. I was really hoping I'd have it done by this day, but I'm still like 3 more days of work to get the pool ready to be filled and connected and whatever. So, as you can see, the pool saga is an ongoing, active saga. Saga number 2 is the BMW car. Now, folks, I am so conflicted about what I'm going to be doing with this car because it's behaving very badly. So we're experiencing a few difficulties with the BMW. It's some sort of brain-related tumor or something. It every once in a while just decides that it's going to die and not operate. No real warning, doesn't want to start, just like a dead, limp fish. And so you know, you wiggle a few knobs, kick a few fenders, and then it wakes up and says, "Oh, well, I think I'm fine now. Let's carry on." So the reliability of the spy car is in serious question here. And in fact, today I am out test driving it, trying to make it replicate the problem. Because, you know, it's not really consistent. So, this is like now sort of a rather important issue for me to fix. There goes one of those new 2015 Corvette Stingrays. And man, are they ever good looking. They're gorgeous cars. They sound as mean as all get out. I wonder what they're like to drive. They're apparently quite good. It's a very sexy car. Anyway, problems with the BMW. which calls into question, now, when do I get rid of this thing? Like, how much longer can I trust this car? When is it going to lose its value to me? I'm getting close to it. It's such a hard decision to decide. Do you give up on a machine that's going to start costing money and becoming unreliable? But I don't want to spend any more money. I don't want to buy a new car. I don't want to have another. I don't want to have a car payment. I like not having to pay for cars. So, oh, man. So I'm not sure. I gotta decide. I was wanting to postpone the purchase of a new car until next year. But if this BMW is gonna give me problems, then I might have to divest myself of it. Depends how. I have to decide how much am I willing to invest in this car before it becomes a waste of money. So, in the spirit of wanting a new car, I've been looking to purchase my Tesla or my Maserati Quattroporte. See, the Maserati Quattroporte is cheaper. But but extremely unreliable. The Tesla is extremely expensive, but very reliable. So, what's one to do? What I really want to do is just keep this car and keep it going just a little longer. Just keep it going a little longer. It's a magnificent car to drive. So, I don't want to say goodbye to it because I love it. I love it when it's working. It's got such a magnificent drivetrain, and oh, the engine is terrific. It's so comfortable and quiet for long trips. Rides on the freeway where we are now, just so comfy. So, I don't want to get rid of this car. I don't want it to be crapping out on me. So there's that sad news. I'm being forced to buy a new car. Or at least decide about a new car. Oh, man. Oh, the problems. The problems I have to face in my life. So I guess I should spout off about... I have to tell you about Brenda's horrible coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, every once in a while I go and visit Brenda Boo, or she comes to my house or whatever. one of these trips, like quite some time back, she loves to give me crap, you know? She's always giving me crap. So here, I have this coffee. I don't want it. I only bought it because it smelled nice. So she went through, you know, the bulk coffee. I'm sorry, I'm telling your secrets, Brenda. She went through the bulk coffee aisle at the grocery store and she was smelling, oh gee, that coffee smells good. So she grabbed a bag. She loaded a few coffee beans into a bag and smelled them. And then she went down in the line and just kept smelling coffee beans and loaded up this bag with who knows what, whatever smelled good. So I got this bag of mismatched coffee. It's got like six different brands of or flavors of coffee beans. She gives this to me, and of course I can't throw anything away. So I've been drinking this fucking horrible coffee, and every time I make a new pot, it has a different combination of flavors from the coffee, whatever, the six layers of bizarro coffee that's in this box. So I've had the worst coffee that I've had in my life in the last month or so, thanks to Brenda Boo. Oh my God. Thank God it's finished, Brenda. I have finally finished that horrific, those coffee beans you gave me. Oh my God. So, back to the UPS guy. So you know how they're always fucking, like, just showing up out of nowhere. So I missed the guy the first time. The second time, I pulled up the street. Just as I was, you know, way down at the end of the block of my street, I see the UPS man driving away from my house. Can you fucking believe that? I'm pulling up the block and the UPS guy is driving away from my house. So, I missed him again. That would be experience number two. So, you can imagine my frustration with UPS. Anyway, so I need to talk to Laughing Buddha about the 650i, and you asked a long time ago what is the 650i? Well, the 650i is BMW's rather large two-door. It's usually a two-door. I think it can be a four-door, but it shouldn't be. Coupe-style coupe. It's like really big. It's a gigantic coupe, two-door coupe. Most often seen as a convertible, the 650i is the 6 series, which is actually built on the chassis and platform of the 7 series, so it's super heavy. And it's a good sized, generously sized car, but it's supposed to be like a sport coupe. But the thing is fucking huge, like it's ridiculous. It's a very large car, like a touring sedan, I guess, but in a coupe version. Being the 650, the 5.0 would indicate it has a somewhere close to a 5.0 liter V8. So pretty powerful car, very comfy, but a little big for its britches. You'd be much happier in an M3, Laughing Buddha. That's what you want, is an M3. The 3 Series, which is a smaller sedan. Does that answer your question about the 650i? Does that answer? Have I told you everything important that I'm supposed to tell you? Probably not. But for now, that's what's going on around my life. I go back to work tomorrow where I can rest. And for the remainder of, I guess, June, I will be continuing to build my pool and stress about having to buy a new car. And then I think I'm going to enjoy the summer. Unless my husband comes up with some other ideas for me to build things. Okay, so I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I'm going to pull this big galoot into my garage and hook up the diagnosis computer and start seeing how quickly the cash register bells are going to be dinging up on this one. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.